96.5 TIC, 8:30 here at Craig & Company. Time for the lighter side. Lighter side!
Yes!
Here comes Christine.
Yeah, an ice cream shop in New York just launched a brand new flavor this week.
What's the flavor?
Buffalo wing. It's made with Frank's Red Hot sauce.
You know, as gross as that sounds, it probably would sweet and spicy. It might be good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is good.
Yeah.
One out of three adults say they still sleep with a comfort object from their childhood.
Right.
One out of three. I still sleep with my BA teddy bear.
Right.
BA stands for bowling alley. I know you have your pillow, right?
I do have my pillow.
Your pillow from your childhood.
I have my pillow from my childhood right next to me, and sometimes I like to just sniff it. I'll admit it. It has a certain smell that reminds me of when I was a kid.
I walked into the office today, into the building, and I swear I smelled my grandmother's house.
Oh,
it was the weirdest thing.
She's visiting.
Yeah.
She's sending you a message.
I know Mark the Shark also has his childhood teddy bear.
That's cute.
Do you, Simpson, have anything that you sleep with from your childhood? Nothing?
My bum.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Is it okay to register for housewarming gifts? You know, you have...
No.
Right?
No.
Thank you.
No, you have
your bridal registry.
Oh.
You have the baby shower registry.
Too far. It's gone too far.
Now people are throwing housewarming parties, which, you know, we've all been to a housewarming party.
Okay.
But
bring something and that's the end of it.
But don't you want someone to bring you the thing that you want instead of wasting the money on something?
He has a plant. Shut up.
I think a plant is a great housewarming gift.
Because it lives on. It always reminds you of the person that brought it.
Unless you don't want to remember the person that brought it.
Unless it's one of those stinky flowers that stinks up the whole house.
And Gary, I know you did this story at 7:30, but it really bears repeating.
Go ahead.
The next big clothing trend is stuff you almost never have to wash. Almost never have to wash. A guy has invented clothing using fibers from merino wool and treatments that keep the clothes from stinking.
What are the treatments?
Even after you wear them for weeks.
What is the chemical that's in the underwear that prevents it from smelling after 45
days? Washing machines, and this is not about being lazy, it's about saving the planet. Washing machines are responsible for 17% of the water we use in our homes.
Right.
17%.
Right.
And a quarter of
40% if you consider my washes.
40%.
Oh, yeah, I'm always doing a wash.
Are you one of these jackasses who throws one shirt in and does a load with one shirt?
No, not. I've never done one. Two or three items, though.
That is so wasteful. You're the one who's killing the planet.
Listen, when you pee on your shirt, you have to wash it.
What are you doing that you pee on your shirt?
I don't remember.
Why? How low are your shirts? As low as Trump's ties?
Yeah.
Is that why you pee on them?
I mean, I went to the doctor once.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the out.
He says, you need to give me a urine sample, a stool sample. I said, here, just take my underwear. Should I punch out?
Yes!
You are listening to
Craig & Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.